It's Dear Instructional Designer, episode 16. Welcome back to Dear Instructional Designer, the show about the instructional design journey. I'm your host, Kristen Anthony. So several weeks ago, I wrote a post called Steal This Idea, Push and Pull Systems for Marketing Your Training. And in it, I outlined some thoughts I had and pitches I actually made to the folks I was working with about how we might be able to do a better job of marketing our expertise and the work that we could help faculty with if we, in addition to our current pull-based system of workshops and one-on-one consultations, we also develop an opt-in push-based system where we consistently created and shipped high-quality content in the form of perhaps a weekly newsletter of tips for any DIY course creators or blog posts or just some consistent model where we pushed out helpful content instead of expecting faculty to come to us. James Finder, the ID we had on the show in episode 11, actually mentions this type of thinking as well when he explains that part of his marketing strategy is education in the form of writing good content on his blog that potential clients could read and start using, building his brand of expertise so that by the time they chose to collaborate with him, they could feel confident that he knew what he was talking about. And we talked about this on the side project marketing episode as well. And with all of that in mind, one model that's been on my mind lately is the Highbrow courses. I've mentioned these before. Highbrow is a startup that delivers email subscription courses, 10 days each, that seek to allow subscribers to focus on a narrow topic and learn a little bit about it. I've signed up for a variety of these courses myself, and they're always really interesting, and I enjoy that they're kind of like a mini-series. You get the anticipation factor of a new email for several days in a row, but there's a definite stopping point, so things don't go on forever. Overall, I think it's a great model. So why am I talking about this now? Well, there are a few reasons. Firstly, you may or may not have listened to that episode on side project marketing. If not, I recommend that you go back and check that one out. And one of the things that I'm noticing is that basically everyone is creating an online course these days. There are tons of businesses and solopreneurs who have taken up the advice to create an online course to educate on a particular topic as a way of building their following, finding what they call qualified leads, and growing their business. Not everyone is doing this the same way. Some folks are creating micro-learning video, but others are opting for email courses, and I wanted to mention that as a viable side project option for IDs looking to set themselves up in business. But I think that it's also an idea and a model that we can take with us into our organizations. Consider, in parallel with face-to-face organizational onboarding, an automated email course that introduces employees to this or that system, this or that paperwork they have to fill out, not all at once, but over time, just in time. A process that is not only more digestible, but also provides the necessary repetition so that important tasks don't get forgotten. Or consider the context of training salespeople on product knowledge. Perhaps after a seminar or a workshop, you have an automated subscription course, if you will, that follows up with the participants with online games or interactions that they can use to help further practice their skills and remember certain concepts. Or consider creating user-focused training for an organization that included a series of opt-in subscription learning for newbies that led them along instructional designer-crafted pathways or workflows, the basics that all newbies need to know, while at the same time creating and maintaining a system of easy-to-find tutorials that a more advanced user could access or pull from just the information that they need to perform a task. It strikes me that all of these things could be accomplished with a thoughtfully designed push system, borrowing from the idea of something like the highbrow courses. Of course, this is also in line with Will Tullheimer's ideas on subscription learning. I just like that the highbrow courses give me at least a concrete example of subscription learning in action. But cons. We can't forget those. What could go wrong with this idea? Well, I think the one thing that everybody worries about is that people won't read the emails. I think that that is a concern that everyone has. But I think that the key is that subscription learning is always opt-in, not dark pattern boxes already checked opt-in, but a truly voluntary experience. If you use this as side project marketing, then the people who sign up for your course are interested in what you have to offer. You didn't have to force anyone to sign up. Another thing is to set expectations. Have a clear endpoint so subscribers don't feel like your emails will go on forever. Highbrow course pages show that each course is 10 days and shows the estimated reading time for each lesson. Subscription learning in any of the scenarios I mentioned might do the same thing. And if people unsubscribe or don't subscribe to another one, that's okay. I'd say that the other thing that I'm learning is super important is to build a minimum viable product and test it out. Before you pour months into creating anything, can you build a small course and test it out with half of your new hires, or a small course and market it to your users and see if they want it, or even pitch the idea to end users at the end of a workshop and see if they think it sounds interesting? Those are all ways that you can get some feedback before you go full throttle. That's it for this week's show, but before we part, I want to leave you with this. I think that the benefit of subscription learning as a model, however you want to deploy it, is that it represents a push system, the kind of system that Julie Dirksen describes in Design for How People Learn as something that is particularly suited to newbies. Instead of asking them to know what they don't know, in a sense, and be able to find the right class or workshop or video, you can create an opt-in subscription learning push system that offers them a pathway, a way to cut through the confusion by getting an expert, curated way to travel through a particular topic or concept or process. I think especially as we move towards creating much more modular, much more targeted, and much shorter learning assets, this subscription model allows us to combine them again into flows, into narratives, into stories that can help our users make sense of the things and actually reach the outcomes that we set for them and that they want for themselves. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear if any of you out there have implemented a subscription learning type model, and if so, how. You can reach me on Twitter at AnthChris, or you can send me an email at kristen@dearinstructionaldesigner.com. The other thing that I wanted to mention was, hey, if you want to send me a voice memo, if you'd like to explain what you're experimenting with in your own words, I'll play it on the show. I'll talk with you again soon. Take care.